Good evening and welcome to Kiri Radio Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian Sargent-Cloud and I come up here every Wednesday and bring you Kiri Storytelling Hour. Bring you what story, news about education, my thoughts on the Lakota language. And I have two words, persevere and commit. And I have been doing this for a long time, and I've been teaching Lakota. And those two words, if I always feel now some people out there maybe can teach Lakota once a week and then can leave for a while and come back. But for me, my belief is that once you start, if you're committed, then you have to persevere. You have to do it all the time. Sometimes even on weekends, I spend maybe a few minutes on the Lakota language. And even my storytelling hour, sometimes I pick up magazines and look for interesting things about culture or beliefs or things that people do when they persevere. So that's why I always remind myself when I come up here that I have that commitment and I have this perseverance for my Lakota language. So good evening, and many of you are going back from work right now. It is a real good day to travel. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's still daylight. It'll be daylight for another maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. So if you're leaving a little bit late, be careful because there's deer out there. It's fall. And during fall weather, all the deer come out and it seems like they hang around the roads. So be careful out there. And there's horses out there too. I just about ran into a herd of horses between Anderson and Monday Dean the other night. So be careful out there.
Good evening. It was a beautiful day today. I was very busy. I had a good class. Good class this afternoon, and I was busy with a project, so my mind just was there. But I enjoyed the day, and I hope all of you did too.
Well, this evening, before we start, I want to say good evening to Charlie up in Martin, and also to Tom in Pine Ridge, and Prairie Edge, downtown Rapid City. And also all you listeners out there on KiliRadio.org around the world, and to Rapid City, and right here from Porcupine Butte. Good evening. So this evening I wanted to share two stories, and I have an article here about the Lakota language, and then this afternoon I spent, usually I spend 40 minutes with 7th and 8th graders, and today because of scheduling and there was a lot of activities at the school today, so they spent close to hour with me. And what I wanted to share was this is my fourth year at Mundendi, my fourth year. Fourth year. I'm starting my fourth year. And when I started at Wendigo School, I started a language project, and we call it immersion. And immersion was for the kindergarten. And then we were going to add, every year we were going to have like first year kindergarten, second year, first kindergarten and first, and then third and fourth, and then we were going for 5 years. We wanted to go 5 years. And the thing that I wanted to share is we concentrated on the little ones. And then I still teach the upper grades, like the fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade. But the thing that I that thought came to me today when I spent that whole hour with this group, seventh and eighth graders, and you know, they were really interested in the language, and I know they were interested, but it seems like we did most of our, we concentrated on the little ones because we wanted to start young. And we always say that you should start with the little ones first. Like right now, we have, Toshkapaha, they're doing the child care, and they're starting with 2-year-olds. And then, like, the immersion project at the college, they started out with 3rd graders, or 3-year-olds. So, and we always say that the younger children, it's easier to teach them because they're still, like, a learning process. But they do learn, like, once they're, like, kindergarten age, that they are very what do you call it? They can learn a lot of things. They're more open. Their mind or their brain is more open. Like their computer is open. What do you think about that? But so today, okay, before you answer that, today I had before they left, I put a question up on the board, and the question was, why I will speak Lakota. And I didn't want to put the other one down. I thought about putting, why should I speak Lakota? But I changed it and I said, why I will speak Lakota. And then I really went around and there was 14 students in there. And I'll share my their answers with you after your thoughts on the starting young. And even into adults, because you're teaching adults right now.
Well, I learned to speak my language at a very young age. In my family, through my father and mother, my grandparents, uncles and aunts and cousins and other playmates who were Lakota speakers at the time. So it came, although it's a learning process, it was came natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remind my students that, you know, when they have trouble with making the sounds, I always tell them, you know, you made these sounds as a baby. you can say "huh" and stuff like that. I said when you were a baby, you knew you could make those sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in dealing with my own grandchildren, I get them to say things, "chla chla" or "chli chlila" or stuff like that. Boy, they say it without any hesitation. No trouble at all. They just say it.
The word, the Lakota word that I hear is noshnujala.
Yep.
That means that their brain is more...
absorb, yeah.
Like a sponge.
Yeah. And then their tongue, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that's why you have trouble when you're gonna, like, if you're not a Lakota speaker and you try to make those sounds, you have trouble.
Yes. And I was very, I wasn't surprised, but then, it really made me happy. It made me very open my eyes and
make you feel hopeful.
Make me feel good. Not hopeful. Make me feel good. And here's the answers. There's not many. I just wrote down five of them, and then all of them are positive. But they all will say I'm sane. Like the one person might say something, next one might say I agree with this person, like that. But the first one, there was one that and these are 7th and 8th graders at Wounded Knee District School, and today we shared some thoughts. The first one said, "I want the Lakota language." The words used as "I don't want it to die," and then again she said, "Keep it alive." Okay, and then the other one was this was really good. This one here, she said, "I want my grandchildren to remember my culture. I want to be able to speak Lakota to my grandchildren." And that was really good.
Yes.
And then once you mentioned culture, that's also like she is culture right now. And then another one said, my children will learn Lakota. And then these are just 7th and 8th graders. Another one said, so I can understand tipi, what the tipi is. And then another one, this one here, this young lady, she's from Right Commandments. And she said that she wants to learn the Lakota so that she can tell other people about the Lakota people. And that means that I think we talked about that one time. when you speak the Lakota language, like, and if I ask you about, if I wanted you to talk about the language or anything with the language, you grew up speaking Lakota. So today you can talk about the culture because you have a better connection. You're connected to the past culture. But if you don't speak Lakota, right now if you don't speak Lakota sitting here, and if I ask you something about my culture, and you can talk about it, but then you're not going to have that connection because you don't speak Lakota. So I think that's what I got from this answer. And then another one said, slow kiapi. That means remember. And duepi. That's really good too, duepi. So, remember we always say that. Nitueki. Nitueki is lacking. Nituehet is lacking. That means, we always say, know where you come from and know who you are, Kepsa. So I think this is what she meant. So, you know, I learned a lot from them. And the other thing is, I do the songs that we've been doing 3 songs, and we have another one, 4, in Lakota. The very basic one is Wanchi no Payamini song. And then another one will be, we call it Obloyamani Oloa. And another one is this remember Wheels on the Bus in Lakota. And then they all sing that Inkpata. So there's words in each one of those that we usually break it down and like Inkpata, Nawajina, Shinachi, Jose, like that. And that thought. Each one of those words means something. So those I used to do it with the have the little guys sing those. Now today this group wanted to sing those and they did, and they really enjoyed it. And then they went around the circle and each one of them like to do introductions to. Now we do a lot of introductions in a little kindergarten, first, second, third. But now we used to do that. We always do that, but sometimes we don't do it. But now they do that too, and they remember. They will say, "Karen, first of all, Karen, I'm much happy." Yeah. Like that. And that's putting together maybe 5 or 6 thoughts right there. And that's not really much. But then there's other words that they know. So I think this group, they really, I'll use the word humble, and I'll use the word, they wanted to do something. And before we used to tell this group, now this group also, to have a teacher that is really concentrating on reading too. And that's really good. So I'm hoping that this group will, like, I always tell them, I said, next year, when you're done here, you're going to a different school. You're going to Pine Ridge, or Kyle, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Landrieu, Crow Creek, somewhere. And when you get there, I want you to know some Lakota. And I think that's what they're trying to, they remember that. So that's, so maybe someone is listening in Wounded Knee or in Manderson. Really proud of you, all the students there. And today, 7th and 8th graders, you did a great job. And keep it up. Keep learning Lakota. And another thing that I will add there is, when you're learning the Lakota language, then working with children will be parents and community. They really have to support that. And remember, we talked about the language nest. If you speak the language, then speak at home. Use it as much as possible. And it's hard, because today, when we were sitting there talking like this, we were talking English and Lakota. And we always say, when you come in through that door, try to speak as much Lakota as possible.
Yeah, and that's because today there's items.
Mm-hmm.
That you cannot say in Lakota.
Yeah.
So, for example, you'll say, pitcher hei tua.
Yeah, pitcher. The tune to wea tke. The kun tos.
To wea tke. Cup, actually. Mm. Like, pitcher. There's a pitcher. It's like that.
Yep, but it's hard today. But we just have to persevere and we have to be committed. Okay, I wanted to touch on travels.
Wait, before we go any further, you mentioned a song that Inkpata.
Yeah.
Inkpata song. One of my students, one of my former students, wanted to learn that. She wanted her to teach her students that. So I wrote it down and I told her, I said, the Inkpata nama jina shina chito se. I changed that shina to nape. The Inkpata nama jina nape chito se. Umakesh are Maya, Maya, Letikuana. I changed that to Wana. Wana, Letikuana. Because I always say that to my students. Wana.
So, hey, honey, Inkpata Nawaji, na Shinanchi Jose.
I changed that to Nampechi
Jose. Maya. I had Chataku.
I heard Blue Trokta na wana wana lechikuana.
Lechikuana.
I tried that on my Trakujat.
We're going to talk about travels. And many of you out there will touch on travels not too much, because Karen, 2 years ago, she went on a travel for 2 months. She stayed at a different country, traveled hundreds of miles, visited maybe 3 different countries. But today, it's really hard to do that. Remember one time we traveled, and it's just like paying $1 today, and then next time you pay $3. That's so it really went up. So if you're talking about hundreds, then it could go from 300 to 600, and then next time it goes from 600 to 1,000. So that's how much traveling.
Oh, the expense.
Expenses went. It's really high. But yeah. Now, if you look at the travels that they advertise on the internet, some of them went down to like 200 and 300. Mm-hmm. So now you can all travel.
So that means I can go somewhere again?
Well, if you have the money, you can.
This time I'll go to France.
So, anyway, the other night somebody was talking about travels, and they wanted to go to, I think someone said New Orleans, and then so another one said, I want to go to San Antonio and see that Alamo.
Oh yeah.
And or that, what do they call
that? Riverwalk.
The Riverwalk. But you know, it's hard to do that nowadays because of the gas and the expense in traveling. But maybe, you have to really watch it, and when it goes down, that's when you have to travel or get it and then travel.
Well, plan ahead of plan ahead, save, map it out, and
for me, I used to like to I used to drive to say 200 miles travel to see my sister or
relatives,
and then the other was it in Labor Day, I drove up there. And I think you had something to do, so you didn't go. So I left here, I drove up to, I had to drive through Rapid City, pick up my son. Then we went to Eagle Butte, and we just went for one day. We left in the morning, we watched the Grand Entry, we ate, and then we came back through. I had to come back through Rapid City so you can get off. I came home and I was sick for how many days? About a whole week. So now
I can't go anywhere.
I can drive, but I don't know. I can sit.
You can drive me to the airport.
So
I'll do the travel.
Yeah. So anyway, I think my travel days are over. I'm not good. But I can drive still to after Rapid City and back. It has to be all day thing. So anyway, that's
so
we better not talk about that no more.
It's so you mentioned New Orleans.
That's out unless I ride the airplane.
But that's an interesting place to visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of different. What I liked about it was seeing how people set up like tables, and some guy would sit there and he'll have chess on one side, chessboard on one side, and checkers on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll have a can there for tips and chairs too, and then so if you like playing chess or checkers, then you could sit down and maybe tip him something. And there's different ways.
I don't think anyone said that chess, yeah.
I mean, not only that, I mean, the way they do things to make some money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's remember those people that read your palm and or sell trinkets and the one that made me laugh was the guy, that old guy had a piece of paper pinned to his front of his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It has jokes I tell. It has tips welcome. So it was an interesting place. I liked it. I got to cross that one canal or river several times on that ferry.
Yep. It's
and then I watched a one-man band. And then there was a group there that played and sang blues music.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I really enjoyed that one.
Yep, it's good to, if you can, and sometimes you get lucky, and depending on where you work.
The foods, too.
Yeah, get to go places like that and see different people, different food.
It doesn't, doesn't have to be work-related either, if you like to travel.
Yeah. Well, we better tell this story. We'll tell that story about the woman who lived with the wolves.
It's too short of a story.
Well, it's a long story, but I made it short.
I know.
I told this this story. I told this is
long
6 years ago.
Ago.
Yeah. Mm. So you can go ahead and
read it.
Yeah,
short story.
Yes.
The woman who lived with the wolves. Ilkota camp, which had settled down for the winter, was raided by Crow Indians. The Crows stole many horses and took a Lakota woman back to their camp. The Lakota woman was unhappy staying in the Crow camp. She missed her people. Some of the Crow women saw this and took pity on her. They gave her food, blanket, and told her to hide by a creek near the camp. She hid herself in the bushes along the banks of the creek. While the woman was hiding, two large wolves came upon her. The wolves growled at her and circled around her. The woman thought the wolves were going to kill her, but the wolves treated her kindly and guided her along a path to the east. The woman lived with the wolves at a rocky place until one day they took her back to her people.
Mm-hmm. And that's a
true story.
This is a true story. I mean, from what I learned from because this happened around Opal, South Dakota. I'm just, you don't know where Opal is. Opal is when you get to Union Center, going Sturgis, east from Sturgis. Or if you go on 212 from Sturgis, before you get to Faith, about 30 miles before Faith, you go south. And I went to that place before. In fact, I took some students there. So I'll read this in Lakota. We are Shugmanin to Oak. Ti Kapi. Ihani Lakota ya Wani Tipi, Ichuha. Kangiri Chasha ya Shumanu Ahina. Ota Mami Chanapi. Namaku Lakota wea Lako Kiagalapi. Kangiri Chasha Tipi Hecha Wiankile Akipi Cha. Titakuye Wichaki Sina. Lila Chanteshija. Na chea hoshke. שינה כלמה אין הווית, כלמה איתונה, וכפרה ההת שיה אינך מה יהיה, יאוקי הקפי. עוד שאני תוק לרצם שיפי, כלי את שוה, תוהן וצשה כלמה ווקי ליהפי, מהיש שמונה מיהפי, וואי התוצא תוק לרצם שיפי. עוד שאני אמר לגלה אינך מה קפי, נה, אוי יקפס עד שה, Hechat angritu hei chuha sugmane tu tkhanam el hipi hona oksha khlo umanipi teknish hemak tepi takeche sugmane tu tkhanaki vaste chakapi chalup wani chuka viyohya pata ya ritu pishke שמונית תתחנקה עוד עירירה מהר און נעפתו מהר עת את חרקת עקיפי כאפי עובד שאת רוצה ולפתור לך אל עורי הקטש אהן נראה כאפי כתב לתחיה עוד און כאפי לשמונית תתחנקה כלמה עוד לרשומת שם
ואני
אותו עובדה אני חושב שהלוויתי, אדריץ שהלוויתי, לקחוש חלקה, כלוויתי, כלומר, לצורה הם מקום אומנוס לאותה פינצצה שאומנית, אומנות שנצל, צלמה, יהיה איתו כאומנוס וקסקסה, לוויתי, כלוף שנבות. ונעבדת מהל, ועקיפי גאה, מקום תוקטל, תחרת, כתיפי, כיהיה אפי. וכי הקפי לתחול את הקילות של הטיפולה ירד שהת תוהן תוהן ירד שיונקי הקפי כי איך פה נהיה כתובת הוא נפה תראה הוא ענה אקטאי וכי הקפה אקטאי הקימה הקרת יקויית שהת שינה כלי רנז'ית ומצלה כוזה ירד הוא נהה הקטני ינקטה הנטה נופה כאילו לכל זה היה הוא אומר לגנימה הקוטה אהם כבר במצאת כן נהה הונקו כהאמר כן נהה הונקו כאילו היו כשאתה צ'י היה הקאפ הצעות אהם כבר במצאת כוש כבר הקאקלה שינה כנופה כאילו לכל זה הקאפ צריך שאומר את זה נקילה ואלה הם לרצויה ככלי מסעופי אלא אופחויה רקע פרחתי פייט סבתי כל ההר יאיב את זה את הויוח בהתקיה את הסיעית חפי וקצם נטופ על ההר את זה עירירה כי את ההת שהיא עקחן זרוב הנקון היה ג'יו אמה הנקון התחנקר אמה נאופיץ אני לא אוהב את שם כיפ פעה כי היה לא ראה התחנקר לרויק רואה את
שם תראה היתה אומני אומני אמני
לא קשור את שדיפה זאת אומני לא מוזש כמו שקפה ונה יא קיינו פקה תקשו ויצוי כמו שם קאות ונתן אמור את המקום הלמנה פילה מהיה פה נה כאילו רדיו כאלה לקסיע פה תוהן גלה מזוס כמש וויטל להמת נה ומקחות שגרון נתחל עוד לבצעה טכיקה כאפי ונצאת הקום לא עמת הלצי על פה לצי לבואה שצום כלמה היה לילה אילגת שם לצל כאילו רגע התחם שולה ולקח רוק דק וכי יש לו ניג'ק רואית שאת פילה מעט נשאת את
זה היה עקה יוואו את שם דונה תיבה אלה כל יא פיהג'י וכאן שקי הלכו לי אוי צ'קווה
Turn it back to Lloyd in Studio 1 or Studio A.